Anybody who says they don't like found footage, like, fuck them.
I love found footage.
Found footage ones
we
can
went
be
through
really
a found
good.
Footage kick,
so. I mean, some of them are bad. Like, don't get me wrong. Yeah. There are some found footage ones that are big dog shits.
Yeah.
Big pile of dog shit. There is Diary of the Dead, the George Romero movie.
Okay.
Fucking terrible.
Yeah, I went through a found footage horror phase.
Yeah.
You know, Wreck is a good one.
Cloverfield.
Blair Witch is a beastly
Blair
one.
Blair Witch is great.
Dude, Blair Witch had a sequel, which I actually saw before the actual Blair Witch. And I'm talking, like, it was like a sequel, like, years later.
Yeah.
Not the shitty sequels that they made. And it was pretty good, I remember.
Really?
And it was only a couple years back.
I saw one, and it's got the dumbest name of all. It was The Death of a Ghost Hunter.
Interesting.
And it was found footage. And I was like, this is going to be stupid. Yeah. I was scared out of my fucking mind.
You
got
to send me that. I need to remember
Death
that.
Death of a Ghost Hunter.
Yeah, but Hell House LLC is where it's at.
Yeah.
Banger.
LLC. I'm gonna get
I've
it.
Actually been up to where it was filmed in Lehighton, kayaking up there.
So. Wow. Wait, you guys went to where it was filmed exactly?
No, I didn't. I'm trying to go to that haunted house because it's open.
Yeah.
That motherfucker's scary. Cool. But watch the movie. You won't want to go there, bro.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
That sounds really scary.
It's a great movie, man.
So scary.
All right. So what up, brother?
What up, brother?
Man, so I'm peeing. My water consumption is moving on up again. What up, brother? We ain't just another other show. We got flow like we walking on hot coals, a bagging up dope like bulk from Costco. We drop loads. It's Will and Matt with the realness, ready to infatuate. You gotta evacuate your building, so press record and let's kill it.
You know the classic stuff. Drinking a lot of tea these days, but tea is just water, you
mostly
know?
It also has tea in it.
It's got a tea bag, but it's water, you know? It's just fucking fluids.
Yep.
Just keeping them going, dude.
Yeah.
So, I have not. I probably haven't been drinking as much, like, enough water.
Yeah, we need a coffee update every other episode. How we doing?
Because I honestly forget. I get so caught up in some shit, I forget to drink the water.
Yeah, Jen was complaining about, like, she was getting coffee headaches yesterday because she didn't have any. I'm like, dude, I can stop. No fucking problem. None at all. I don't know what it is.
My coffee maker broke, that old one.
Yeah.
The bzzz, where it grinds the coffee for you. So I've been doing French press.
Ooh, French press. French some press. Good shit,
I got
dude.
A stainless steel French press for my birthday because I broke the other one.
Yeah.
You can get the glass or whatever.
Yeah.
This thing's indestructible.
Oh, baby.
And Sarah gave the idea to mom and dad. I also have a hand coffee grinder. It's like a little canister. You put the coffee beans in. You grind it yourself.
Get the fuck out of here. I want one of those.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, remind me of grinding weed up. Yeah, remember weed grinders? Remember people would pull out their weed. Hey, check out this new grinder I got.
Yeah, totally.
People would brag about their bowls and bongs, and then someone would pull out a weed grinder and be like, check this fucking thing out.
I had a wooden one with these little stakes that came out of it.
Yeah, that thing was a piece of garbage.
It was a piece of shit.
Remember that original vape you had? It was like...
The Buddha?
It was a little machine, though. It was a little...
Magic Flight launch.
Holy fuck. That was like the first of its kind.
Yeah, it was.
That thing was badass.
It was like cobbled together. It was like a fucking MacGyver job.
Oh my god,
that thing was a piece of shit, but
dude, that thing was
it
great.
Worked.
Yeah.
I remember there was the one Hurricane,
yeah,
where we had all the ABVs, we call them, already been vaped.
Uh-huh.
Like the leftover,
yeah.
And we took them and we made brownies.
Yep.
Out of a lot of ABVs. It was a mistake. It was that hurricane where you said you were outside wading through water.
Oh, yeah.
I forget which one that was. Was that Floyd? No, that wasn't Floyd.
Was that at my apartment?
I don't remember.
No, wading through water.
Yeah, you said you were outside during the hurricane. Like,
yeah, and it didn't fucking actually come.
It did. You said you were wading around like waist-high water.
What?
So you told me.
No, that was at my complex during a storm, and I was trying to get to the dumpster in waist-high water.
Anyway, this was a hurricane. And we put this in the brownies.
Traumatic experiences.
Dude, we ate those for the rest of the day. I would just sleep, get up, find another place to sleep. And Sarah and I would pass by each other. We'd just pass by each other. Hey, and then just like go and just sleep someplace else.
You didn't think they were going to be that strong.
They're so strong, and it was so like deafening.
Isn't it like a different part of the weed?
It's just all CBD.
Different than just you're numb. eating an edible wine.
Yeah, you're just like numb and you feel like tired. It was not
edibles
fun.
Edibles will fuck your day up. Fuck your life up.
If a tree had fallen on the house, we were actually in the apartment. If a tree had fallen in the apartment, I would have been like, oh, shit.
Dude, you gave me a Rice Krispie treat that I couldn't even finish.
Yeah,
a couple years back for my birthday.
Somebody gave me that.
Yeah, and I remember the first time or second time I ate it, you know, I ate a piece and then ate a bigger piece.
Yeah.
I woke up so fucking high, and I still went to the gym.
Yeah.
It was like the roughest gym. I killed it.
Yeah.
But it was such a rough session, and I was high for the rest of the day. Dude, it was like 24 hours later. I'm like, I'm still fucking high. Not only, I was higher then than I was when I took the shit.
Did you eat the entire brownie?
No. No. And that was a Rice Krispie treat.
A Rice Krispie treat.
I ended up giving pieces of that away to people. I was like, this thing is too fucking wild.
You hear about people who like they don't smoke, or they've like barely ever smoked weed.
Yeah.
And they go and they're like, oh, I'm going to try edibles because they don't want to smoke because it might be bad for them. Yeah. I'm like, don't.
Yeah.
Don't start with edibles. You'll fuck yourself up. I've had so many bad experiences on that shit where like you
it
just start
what the edible is
like
just
you said
summer.
It's 36 hours later. It's 12. It's like 12 a.m. You're at work and you're still blazed.
Oh
shit.
God.
Your eyes are totally bugged out and it's just not good. I don't like it. And yeah, because smoking, you control it and then it's out of your system in like 2-3 hours. Like you're no longer stoned. These people taking edibles. I just was listening to a podcast. The reason this came to mind, I was listening to a podcast. I listen to a lot of financial ones.
Yeah.
With all these financial heads, right? They're always talking about stocks and bonds and all this stuff. And the one guy's like, oh, I took edibles and I went to John Wick and watched John Wick.
Yeah.
And just fell asleep during it. But I'm like, dude, you're a lightweight. Like, you should not be doing edibles.
Yeah.
You should get a vape. You know, or something. Don't do edibles.
Well, dude, if you're just going to fall asleep, you're fine.
You are. But I'm just saying, I don't think the edibles are a good place to start.
It depends what it is. Like your boy made those caramels. Them Johns would bang and bang, dude. They were great. Now, the thing about edibles, is smoking in general, like I hate doing it midday.
Yeah.
It's got to be later.
Yeah.
I'll still fuck my head up.
Yeah, exactly.
But I really don't even get fucking high anymore, man.
Right.
I don't do shit. I'm a sober bird.
You're
a boring fuck.
Sober bird. This podcast is brought to you by Hear the Bee Sting, beekeeping thriller novel available right now on Amazon.com. That's Hear the Bee Sting, H-E-R-E, comma, the Bee Sting. Search for it on Amazon.com. Crack this book open. You'll find a tale of murder, mayhem, blood, and honey. $5 is all it takes to buy the ebook. Remember to drop a 5-star review on Amazon. Smash the shit out of that 5-star review button. Every review makes a difference. I remember when we were leaving Colorado, we were out where it's legal. We had bought a bunch of stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember we were at the airport. We were flying out of Colorado Springs. And this is one of those mom and pop airports.
Oh, yeah.
Where they cancel flights if there's not enough people on it, which they did.
Yep.
But we're outside the airport. We didn't know that yet. And we ate all of our edibles.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
before
I'm just going to get on
the
plane.
Yeah.
Be fucking high on the plane, even higher. I'll be up in space.
Oh, no. But you were in the airport fucking stoned.
Airport stoned. And then they canceled our flight.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you can go to Denver. So you can drive an hour and a half.
Ugh.
And I was like, oh, no. So we got in a cab. We got in traffic. So we're in traffic in a cab.
Yeah.
And it is hitting me.
Yeah, dude. Fuck.
It is hitting me. And it's hitting me too hard. Then we get to Denver.
But, dude, at that point in time, it was probably early on in it being legalized. Mm-hmm. There were probably so many overly stoned people in that airport.
There were.
Yeah.
Except the security was the TSA.
Oh, yeah.
Was unfucking believable, dude. You had to run down a gauntlet with somebody screaming at you, going, go, 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 go.
That
run
was
down
probably
a gauntlet.
You just tripping out being
high
as fuck.
No, no, no. You had a gauntlet that went down the middle, and a dog was running up and down.
What?
A drug dog. The guy's like running next to you in the opposite direction of you. And you're running in one direction and you're with a bunch of other hippies who are running and everybody's like, oh my God. Oh my God. And then they pat you down. Like they were like, get right in your balls and tickling them and stuff. And like but the dog part was intense because if you didn't move fast enough, they're like, go, 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 go.
Yeah.
And you're just, And I'm tripping. I'm like, ah, ah.
Yeah, dude, I'd be fucking, fucking stoned on edibles when that shit's an hour later, hours later. So it really hits you.
It's really hitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awful. Awful.
And you're like, officer, I'm not going to be okay.
Oh, my God.
That kind of reminds me of a story. So my friend, this is when I lived in California. One of our friends left our place one time and he got a DUI. Ended up going to jail and shit.
Oh, shit.
Like, we didn't find him till like days later. I decided to call like this jail number.
Yeah.
And found out he was in prison.
Oh, no.
But he ended up getting his license taken away for some time. But we were going to go to Vegas. So I drove the car. We rolled fucking fatties, dude. And we fucking smoked. And I was baked driving to Vegas. And there was like some EDM festival. So there's people driving by all fucked up.
Yeah.
Decorated cars and shit. Beautiful drive. Like California to Vegas.
Oh, sure.
Oh, dude, it was the shit. On the desert. One on the road. Well, I mean, it's just a long road. You're just, you know, there's people.
You don't even
have
to look at your speedometer.
No, dude, I swear to God, I was driving. I'd be looking at the mountains and the scenery.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, 5 minutes later, like, oh, shit, I gotta.
Yeah.
Wow. But I was fine the whole time.
Yeah.
Had a good time in Vegas, you know, just kicked it. I don't gamble or anything, but
yeah.
On the way back, I remember, I was with my boy Chris. He was in the front seat. We were with, you know, we had a packed car.
Okay.
But we were smoking a bowl at this point on the way back, and we get to the fucking border patrol.
Oh, no.
And we're pulling up, and we were smoking right before it.
Oh,
and we're still smoking, and we're like, holy fuck, border patrol is coming up. And I'm like, oh, my God, fuck, Chris, put it away.
Like
put
a checkpoint?
A checkpoint, bro.
Oh, no.
And they're, like, stopping cars and talking to the people.
Oh,
and I am
no. Fucked
up.
No.
And, like, I'm pulling up, and I look at my boy Chris, and he's just sitting there smiling. I look down. I'm like, Chris, what the fuck? And the bowl is on his lap, still like smoking. He had just hit the and he was like, he didn't even know. I was like, Chris, put it the fuck away. And he tried to put it in the glove compartment. I'm like, no, what if I have to open that? I'm like, I think I stuck it. We stuck it in like the back seat somewhere.
Yeah.
I was like, we are so fucked. And I pull up and I roll down the window and the guy's like, open the trunk. And I'm like, what? He's like, open up. So I unlocked it. It wasn't my car. So I'm like, Nikki, what the fuck do I do?
Yeah.
How do I open? And then he goes to the back, opens it, comes back to the window. And I'm like, I'm all fucking high. And he's like, all right, go on. I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude. And I'm like, Chris, you are such a dumb motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because we were about to roll through just with, you know, a bowl on his,
on his lap,
still fucking smoking.
Because I think it's legal in Vegas now, right?
It wasn't then.
It wasn't then,
you know,
yeah.
I think that might have been when it was legal in Oregon and Washington.
Yeah.
California was medical.
Yeah.
You know, Vegas was probably the same. And, like, who knows if that guy would even fucking done anything.
He may not have cared, but still.
But, you know, he might have if there was just a bowl on his lap.
If it's just
like
in his lap
some guy,
smoking.
Some kids in their young 20s not still, giving a fuck.
Still lit or whatever.
Jesus. Oh, man, I was baked.
What's going on? This is Vegan Steez. Ready to shake up your workout routine? Join me as we unleash the power of resistance bands and calisthenics. Strengthen your muscles, boost your endurance, and achieve your fitness goals, all without a gym membership. Ready to kick off that fitness journey? Subscribe to Vegan Steez on YouTube today. That's Vegan, S-T-E-E-Z. And let's redefine what it means to be fit.
High driving, man, sucked when you got into those situations.
Yeah.
Like when you would see a cop, you'd be like, I'm dead.
Yeah, I'm gonna die.
I'm gonna die.
I heard of people like... Cops.
I don't advocate driving high or drunk either. That was dumb of me.
I heard
of
cops like really messing with people that they knew were high. Actually, I heard about
it's
that
like Super Troopers, dude.
On Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
So there was he had on the F-18 pilot of the fighter planes.
Yeah.
And he said that they would see people like camping out in the mountains. Like they're flying out in the mountains.
Yeah,
at night,
yeah.
Right? They'd see on their night vision, there's somebody like a couple valleys over. And they would get up to real high speeds.
Oh, my God.
Go towards them. And they're going faster than the speed of sound.
Yeah.
So, like, the shockwave will hit later.
Yeah.
After they've gone by. Mm-hmm. They'd cut the engines off. So, they'd fly over silently, like, over them. Like, this huge fucking plane, like, right over your head.
What?
And then the sound would hit you, like...
They said they just do that to people.
Jesus.
Just to scare the living
Imagine
shit.
Imagine if you had that fucking firepower and shit. Like,
yeah.
The horsepower of the planes or
yeah,
whatever.
They're
the
going
fuck it is.
Like five times the speed.
And they
of
know
sound.
How to fly them shits and fuck around. That'd
right.
be so fun.
And they're just fucking with people out in the mountains because yeah. they'd be like, okay, they're going to go home and tell everybody how they saw a
yeah,
UFO.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Something flew over,
it's
so it's
like
totally
nope.
quiet. It's like nope, yeah. It's exactly like nope. Did you like
yeah.
nope?
Hey, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, I like nope.
George, that was a awesome movie. It
was
very
was cool.
interesting.
It was weird. It was off the wall.
Dude, that I mean the two actors. Well, all the actors in that were great.
Yeah,
but that dude, I forget his name. He's
yeah.
awesome, man.
You know,
he's
did,
so good.
He did such a good job. So I've met a lot of farmers living out
oh,
here.
Oh yeah, he was spot
he
on, right?
Nailed.
Yeah,
he nailed farmers because that's exactly what they're like.
Get Out's still my favorite. Because
I think Us is my favorite.
Yeah, you really liked Us. Yeah. I did. I liked it too. Get Out, Jen and I went to the movie theater. Mm. It was sold out.
Yeah.
It was back in the day. I think I might have told this, but I went home, I got high, and we went to a later picture. And I went in, and it was the first time I went in, they had them fucking comfy ass seats that
oh,
leaned
yeah.
back. And I had no idea that even existed.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jen, holy shit.
This is really
and
nice.
I'm like, laying back. And I'm like putting the seat back. I'm like, holy fuck. And then this banger movie comes on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, it was really good.
That was a great movie.
Did you ever see the here's the my only criticism of it. Did you ever see the comparison of it and the Skeleton Key movie, which was a Kate Hudson movie?
No.
Apparently, like, when you put them side by side, there's a lot of the same shit.
Well,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
All right.
You can repeat shit, you know.
Well, yeah, and like, yeah, nothing is necessarily new under the sun, right? Hey, I wanted to talk about something I saw. We were out walking the other day.
Okay.
Taking Lucy for a walk. She likes to be in the backpack. I talked about it before. People I can do without.
Mm.
Look, if you are disabled
oh,
or you
no.
like have an injury.
We're going to get canceled.
If you have an injury, I totally get it.
Yeah.
Why you do this. If you don't have an injury, if you use walking sticks and have two walking sticks and you're just walking around and you don't have an injury, you know what I'm talking about? The
yeah.
like walking poles?
I mean, dude,
you're a
some
big,
people
big,
just,
big douchebag. That's what you are. You're a big.
Some people like the walking poles, man.
For what?
I don't know. They use your arms. It's like using the elliptical.
Why don't you carry weights?
Because it's weights.
Why are you
because
carrying
weights
poles?
You don't place on the ground to put pressure on another part of your body. Like, listen, I'm not going to use walking sticks.
If I see you with walking sticks,
no,
I'm
stop,
be so
dude,
mad.
I would never use walking sticks.
Trekking poles? I think that's what they're called. Trekking poles.
Now, there are people who walk with like trekking poles that are not sticks. They're literally like almost ski poles almost.
Yeah. And like if you're hiking in the fucking mountains.
Yeah.
If you're going up Mount Everest.
Okay.
You're
so
going
you're
up Mount
talking
Washington.
About just what? Walking
no,
down the
but
street?
Here we are. We are on the flat ass trail. It's paved.
There was a guy in
this
Mom
woman
and Dad's
came
neighborhood
by.
Who still does it.
Yeah. Came by trekking poles, two of them, right? Two trekking poles.
How old is this
whipping.
Dude?
She's
or is she?
In her 50s.
I mean, let
sunglasses,
it be, man.
Trekking poles.
Maybe
short
she's
shorts.
Practicing for having to use it on a mountain or something.
By walking on a flat trail.
I mean, dude, there's worse things she could be doing. She could be just fucking driving everywhere.
The
you know
Holocaust.
The what?
The Holocaust. That's what she could be doing instead. But that's about the only thing worse than trekking poles.
Yeah, you're a fucking idiot.
I don't like them unless now you're injured, you have a disability, whatever. Like, makes sense. If you're hiking a real mountain, if you're on a paved trail.
What if they're weighted poles?
All right. If they like are 2 pounds each,
yeah.
where you're actually getting some resistance
uh-huh.
or whatever, okay. Like now I get you. Now you're doing like some resistance training
yeah.
or whatever, isometrics, whatever, weight training. Okay. But I don't think they work because she's whipping them shits real fast.
Yeah. Is there remember we talked about speed walking? Is there like a type of race where people use poles?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
Maybe she's practicing.
I think it's called big douchebag race 2023.
You're a fucking hater, dude.
I hate
You're a
it.
Hater on the poles.
I hate on the poles. Anybody who's using those fucking things. Because, like, I already have a problem with bikers, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's got to add gear. Do you need to add gear to walking? You're walking. It's
One foot in front of them.
You like ankle weights?
1 foot. Just grab them ankles. Yeah. Bend right over for the trekking pole.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just like stop adding gear to stuff. Just take a walk.
Well, isn't wearing a hat like adding gear? Or wearing a scarf?
No, you're keeping the sun out of your eyes or whatever.
Not half the
That's
fucking
clothes.
Time.
Clothes.
People, what about wearing your hat backwards on a cloudy day?
I mean, yeah, that's pretty stupid.
It's fucking gear, dude.
It is, but
it's
you're waiting.
It's just a style,
because
man.
You're waiting for the sun to come back, then you flip it around, right? Now, if it's totally cloudy, it's about to be rainy all day, yeah. Why are you wearing a hat? You don't need to wear a hat.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't like their hair and they're insecure about the way their hair is.
Maybe this woman's insecure about her hands not holding on to something.
It was a big cock. Well, I know what she's up to. I know what she's up to.
Yeah.
But like I saw there was a bunch of bikers the other day. I was driving and they were coming the other way and they were taking up half the road. And I hate them.
Bikers or bicyclists?
I'm sorry, bicyclists.
Okay.
But can I talk about something else?
Well, let me talk about someone with a biker. You talked about made you look on another podcast.
Yeah.
Back this fucking guy, I'm walking my dog at the apartment.
Okay.
And this dude is playing made you look on his motorcycle away. I don't see him. He's on the other road away. Dude, it was so fucking loud. It was almost like I was in a movie and it was my theme. And dude, it was as loud as one of them fighter planes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever been outside hearing music played this. He was playing it auto, and I'm like, luckily I was rapping to the words.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I was like, I know that song. Look, you were slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money. And like, I'm fucking vibing, but I'm like, this is insane.
That's
I mean,
loud.
It was so loud. And I've been hearing more people do that on bikes lately. Like play music. Not within the confines.
And you mean
of
motorcycles?
Motorcycles.
I gotta say, on my list of things I don't like.
Yeah.
Generally, motorcyclists.
Yeah.
Because they think it's an invitation to drive as fast as they fucking want, and I'm like, I don't care that you're not in a better vehicle.
There's some who are okay. Like Jen's old roommate, she has a motorcycle.
Yeah.
She's very cautious.
I have family members.
But
yeah.
Dude,
what
there's
the
a lot
fuck?
Of motherfuckers on the road
Why?
Who are dangerous.
Like you just get into a motorcycle and all of a sudden you start acting like a
dude.
Fucking maniac.
Yeah, man.
And I'm done with it. I'm checked out. I'm done. I'm ready to ban them. I'm ready to just ban all of them.
Why don't
you just drive a car?
I mean, dude, driving a motorcycle looks like it's fucking awesome on a nice day. It looks awesome.
I'm sure it is, but you know. So
you know what, dude? You're such a fucking hater. You're hating on everything.
I am.
Right now.
I am hating on this. I don't like. Generally.
You don't like things with two wheels,
Or two walking sticks.
Yeah, you don't like two.
There's cars. And
what if she had four walking sticks?
There's cars, and then there's walking. Stop adding shit to it.
How about them motorcycle Johns with three wheels? They're
No.
Those are popping, man.
Those are dumb as fuck.
And as some people, you know, like a motorcycle, like you got a nice like bike or you got like a nice Harley, like a fucking chopper.
Yeah, like old chopper.
But then like those other ones that are like big Johns.
Yeah,
it's like
big
driving
fatties.
A minivan of fucking motorcycles.
Big fatties.
Like what do you do? Like you fucking weirdo.
Or like I remember in The Matrix, the second one.
Yeah.
It's like not great. Like whatever. It's the Matrix
car
sequels.
Scene's the shit though.
The car scene when
the
he gets on the Ducati motorcycle and he's driving the wrong way down
John's
the highway.
Badass.
That shit is badass.
Yeah.
But generally, the big fat motorcycles that like weigh 5,000 pounds. It just looks like it wants to fall over.
How do you feel about people who ride scooters? Not mopeds.
I mean,
scooters.
I want to hate
electric
on them.
Scooters.
Yeah. I want to hate on like Vespas, like Luke crashed or whatever. We talked about on the podcast with them.
I've seen electric scooters.
Oh, you mean like a scooter? Like
you're
down like real close to the ground, but it's electric. You kind of have to respect that. And here's the other thing you have to respect. They now make e-bikes, but they're unicycles. It's an e-unicycle.
Yeah, I've seen it.
What do you think about unicyclists?
No, that's cool.
You think it's cool?
Yeah, it takes some skill, bro.
Do you know anybody? I know one person.
I saw some guy.
The editor of my B-book. She is a unicyclist.
Man.
It's just a different life.
Yeah, that's a weird...
Yeah.
That's cool, though.
I feel like it's
that's
a skill. It's skill.
It's skill.
And you have to have a lot of self-confidence because you're going to look ridiculous.
Yeah, you're going to look fucking crazy. And then it's probably easy to fuck that shit up.
Oh, you crack your head open,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, you don't fall backwards on that thing. You fall forward.
I'll keep motorcycles legal, but they have to be motor unicycle.
One wheel only.
One wheel only, and you're going.
Imagine seeing a unicycle going 75 miles an hour on the highway. You're like, whoa, one wheel, dude.
I'm ready, dude. Yeah. I can't wait for that. It's going to be the best.
There are going to be so many dead people.
Leaning forward, leaning real far down, you know?
Jesus.
But the e-bike, the unicycles, I guess those could go 40 miles an hour. People be getting fucked up, though.
Yeah. And then there's electric bikes. Like they're bicycles,
yeah, the e-bikes.
But they're electric. Yeah. I don't get that.
The e-bikes. I don't get it either. There was a guy, I was at the dump, and the guy rides through the middle of like the road on the dump on his e-bike, and he's pedaling real fast. He's dressed in all, you know, the gear.
Pedaling?
Yeah, you still pedal on the e-bike. I don't understand what the point is because are you really putting any, you helping? You're not helping. It's a battery motor.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid. It's fucking unbelievably stupid. Walking, driving, cars, or walking. Stop adding shit to it. Stop trying to make things that are
in
between.
What if you're using walking sticks on a unicycle?
Well, you have to because I don't
balance.
How you not fall over.
Yeah.
I'm
perfect. We should have her on the podcast. I want a fucking interview.
That lady?
Yeah.
I don't think
how
you would. She kind of had like one of those Karen haircuts.
Oh, dude, I love it.
You know?
Yeah.
She'd probably tell you all about how she went to Starbucks and they got her order wrong.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
She had to talk to the manager. Like
dude,
that.
She probably rolls through the drive-thru on her freaking unicycle.
She doesn't unicycle. She didn't have the calves to unicycle. You know what I'm saying? You have to be strong to unicycle.
Who do I said I want to talk to the unicycle lady.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the walking trekking pole lady.
No.
Oh, yeah, my editor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can ask her about unicycling. She would tell you all about it because I don't know how the fuck you do it. I think she also could juggle on it.
Whoa, so she's in the circus.
Yeah, she's in that
circus act, man.
Shit, yeah. I don't know all that wacky stuff.
Yeah.
She also could speak like 5 or 6 languages.
Man.
Yeah, some people just are fucking better at things than me. There's no fucking way.
She probably walks tight ropes and shit.
Yeah, probably.
It's probably like, she probably has like a proclivity for circus shit. You know?
Yeah. Like some people are just good at that shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like
Dad picked up juggling. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember his friend used to juggle fire sticks.
Oh, shit, really?
Doug?
Oh, yeah, Doug. Did Doug teach him to juggle?
Probably.
I think he did. I remember when Dad learned to juggle at this, like, I think we were on vacation with them.
Yeah.
And he started fucking...
He's just juggling.
He's juggling
like,
Dad,
give me that apple.
Yeah,
give me that. Like, Dad, you took my fruit.
I tried to teach myself.
Yeah,
didn't work.
I could never juggle, man.
I tried to use YouTube to teach myself to juggle. It did not work.
Yeah. I never really... gave it more than 10 seconds of a try.
Yeah, you're supposed to learn to throw them up and down next to each other first. And then at some point you just start tossing.
Juggling used to be a lot cooler than it is now. Although
how so?
Well, what I was saying was it just I feel like there's the last decade juggling just hasn't been around. Like back in the day when someone could juggle, you knew that motherfucker could juggle. Like you couldn't enter a room with someone who juggled and not know they didn't, you know. But now I think it's been gone long enough that if people start juggling again, I think it would be cool.
What was so funny about that is it was the dumbest thing you've ever said, but I knew exactly what you meant.
No, it makes sense. It's been gone. Juggling has been gone for like the past 10 to 15 years.
What happened?
Well, someone's got to make it come back.
Is it like, was it...
Like, are people juggling on TikTok? Probably not.
Maybe. I mean, was it Insane Clown Posse ruined it or something?
Did they juggle?
They were
juggalos.
I mean, they started doing like Cirque du Soleil, and there was like circuses that were like professionalized. You know,
but
what
that's
I mean?
Different. That's different. You're like a circus act. But like, I feel like we used to go places, and like you would see a motherfucker juggling. And nowadays, like, you'll go to a party and no one's juggling. So, like, now that I'm noticing it, there's something wrong with that.
There is. There's not
like,
a lot of it.
Like, there's certain skills that you need to break out wherever you go.
I gotta say, things are not as much fun as they used to
be. No, no.
And I think that's part of it.
Like, I feel like I need the next cookout I go to, if a motherfucker's not juggling, I'm gonna flip shit. I'm gonna grab 3 fucking pieces of fruit and be like, which motherfucker here can handle all these fuckers
dude,
at once?
You need to take responsibility. You need to do it yourself.
You need to learn how to juggle.
You need to learn how. You and me gotta learn how to juggle.
Jesus.
And we gotta make this happen because you're totally right.
Yeah.
But like, I think people are just like very, they're not laid back anymore, right?
Yeah, like when's the last time someone broke out a hacky sack? You know what I'm saying?
The 1990s, yeah. Maybe the early 2000s.
And the thing about hacky sack was, like, the people who would be pro hacky sacks in high school, they would start getting mad at you if you weren't. And you're like, dude, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, did you ever
can
have
you
people,
juggle this motherfucker?
Did you ever have people try to get you to be in the hacky sack ring, and then you'd hit, you'd, like, try to kick it, and you'd miss?
Yeah.
Because you have no practice.
And they're doing, like, all these skills. I'm like, how the fuck was I supposed to kick it that way?
Right. And they'd be like, pfft.
Yeah.
I remember I like got in a hacky sack ring. It dropped.
And there was a guy in every grade that carried it around always.
Always. Always. There was a dude, he was starting hacky sacks. Boy, that was fucking dumb habit. Juggling, though.
Juggling? We need to make a comeback.
What you need to do is go next time you're at a party, start juggling and then not be able to do it. Be like, all right, everybody.
No, but that's the best way to bring out somebody who can juggle.
Yeah, and then they show off. You know, they're like, get out of the fucking way,
yeah,
bro, and get ready.
Like, how many wet bitches would fucking occur if you could juggle these days? Like, I'm telling you, like, back in the day, someone would break it out and everyone would, ooh, oh. These days, dude, it's got to be like a fucking, like, a turn on. You can really handle those balls, sir.
I gotta say, yeah, I didn't think this is where.
As a vegan, I really should be able to handle my fruit better. Just fucking juggle everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and like
fruit is meant to be juggled.
It just impresses people. Like, people are impressed that you just know how to do this shit.
Yeah,
and like random stuff, and then they'll throw you stuff. When you're
Jesus
somebody's
Christ,
juggling,
when you have to put four or five things in there. My goodness!
When people are watching you and you're like, "All right, throw something in."
Remember that guy who would be like, "Yo, give me an extra,
give
one.
Me an extra one,
yeah,
give me an extra
come
one,
come on, keep them coming."
And he'd get like,
and he'd have like 9, and you'd be like,
"Oh my
fuck?
God, this guy's incredible!"
Yeah.
You got to be that guy. Because
you know what? Never left Skipping Rocks. Skipping Rocks is still around, and motherfuckers who skip mad rocks, you're impressed.
Although you know what? We go to the park all the time. I do not see kids skipping rocks.
Not as much, but there are people who do. And there's some people who are still good at it. It hasn't completely
skipping rocks. Oh, when you got like a 4 or 5 or when it really did the
Billy.
He was good at it.
Really good.
Our Uncle Bill was good at skipping rocks.
He was an animal.
Yeah.
He would get like 18.
Yeah.
He'd
be like, pop, 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 pop.
I was never, no.
No. And he could even get it on like a windy day.
Yeah.
You know, where he's like, you got a little bit choppiness and he'd still be nailing it. And you're like, holy shit. I wonder if now, if I started chucking them, whether I'd be good.
No, I fucking sucked. I was never that good.
Never that good.
What I can do now is I can do like only 2 or 3, but I can make them go really long.
Really far.
Yeah.
Skipping rocks. But you can't skip rocks at a party the way you can fucking juggle at a party.
No, dude. Juggling, because, you know, now people got phones.
I'd be like filming you.
Yeah.
Pretty soon you start, be like, all right, here's my Venmo. Start sending me money.
Dude.
That's a skill that, and you can bring it anywhere, right? As long as you have hands.
Yeah.
Right? You can be in prison.
You can be in prison.
You're about to die. Somebody's
about to get shanked, and you're like,
you're
yo, like, give me that shank.
Give me the shank. Watch this. Keep adding
you too. Give me that shank.
Give me that one. Yeah. Give me that one.
I need a third shank.
No. Toss it in. All right, here we
fucking
go.
Fucking guard's like, here's my nightstick.
And then you drop the soap, and then
and
you'd be like,
it up?
Give me a couple more pieces of soap. Here we go.
Let's go.
And another one. And another one. Please don't molest me.
We need to bring juggling back, or somebody who can juggle. So all the jugglers.
You are completely right, though. It just does not.
All the jugglers
not
need to
come as back. Cool as it used to be, and I don't know what happened. I think people were just having a better time back in the day.
They were. There was more freedom.
I think it was 9/11.
Well, no, once people start being able to film shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, I guess shit's not as exciting anymore.
Right, because you can go on YouTube and find some asshole.
Some
asshole
is juggling 85 things at once.
Five
but
chainsaws.
Now, I think it's been so long that people stopped juggling and people stopped learning how.
Oh,
so
you
I
know
think
the
if
other
somebody
thing?
Learned again, it would almost be like it's new.
The America's Got Talent people, too. Yeah. Like, those are people that would be juggling.
Yeah.
And you could just turn on ABC and watch some asshole juggle kittens.
But I don't want to see a professional juggler.
No, I want...
You know what I'm saying?
The underground
juggling.
I want
to see fucking Dave, you know, the plumber from, you know, two doors down, just show up to a party and be like, yo, check.
Or like Kirsten.
Yeah.
And like Kirsten all of a sudden starts juggling. Like, holy shit, Kirsten knows how to handle them balls.
Yeah. Kirsten, the third grade teacher.
Yeah, she
teaches social studies.
She teaches social studies.
You know?
And, yep, she's putting her hands on
some
fruit.
I used to do this back in college.
Right. Ba-bam, ba-bam, ba-bam. And you're like,
holy fuck.
Wow. Holy shit.
She's juggling 18 bananas.
Yeah. Look, somebody give her some
apples.
More beer cans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is really true. That is true. I really was drinking water, and I just...
You spit it all out.
Blasted out. Holy shit. I hope we got that on the audio.
Yeah.
That was so good.
How much time we at? Because I got to tell a story about your fucking event.
Oh, yeah. We're like at 37 minutes.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Yeah, oh, God. Oh, I'm going to get the new event set up. We're going to do an event. Yeah. It's going to be a contest. Yeah, so... I think this is it. I really do have to learn to juggle. I got to find somebody to fucking teach me. And you know what's funny is I asked our dad to teach me many times. I'd be like, hey, Dad, can you teach me? I don't know. He knew. He was keeping that secret because he knew that you can go to parties and fucking impress people and just have people just falling all over themselves to send you money or whatever. It kind of makes the party. It's like when Matt talked about freestyling at the party. And doing the cypher or whatever, you have people come up to him and thank him after the party. People will come up. It was juggling. Matt just said to me, juggling was the first freestyling. People would come up to you and like, they'll come up to you after the party and be like, you really elevated this.
You really did this.
Yeah. Do you remember these?
You really made it work. I love those.
Okay.
This is the
genius thing, right?
What are they called again? I need to buy one.
Intelligence tests.
Yes.
And they're the triangular board with a bunch of pegs in it.
We used to play those in Maine at the cottage.
Ready? And you have to skip the pegs. And if you get so many, then you're an eat genius or you're a dumbass.
So we're both doing it?
All right. Yeah. So I'm doing it first. Ready?
Oh, my God.
We got one gone.
I haven't done
two
one of
gone.
These for freaking years.
Yeah. Three gone.
And that one up there is a different shape.
Oh, fuck me.
You've just fucked it up.
I did. I'm gonna fuck this up.
You fucked up the whole thing. You have to start over.
No, I don't.
You took an extra one out.
No, I didn't. I skipped.
Oh, my God.
Are you accusing me of cheating, sir?
I am. What are you doing?
I didn't commit to that
No. He's taking parts out, putting them back in the hole.
I'm trying to get this right.
My goodness.
God damn it. Leave
me
alone.
You fucked that thing up, man.
Leave me the fuck alone.
I don't know how you're going to get back to normal. There.
I am doing great. I will have you know.
Okay, let's see it, man.
Oh, boy. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, I fucked this up. Intelligence test. I don't know. I think I'm going to be down to like three here.
No, you just fucked up. You're done.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
You have five left, you idiot.
Leave four. You or more, you're just plain ignoramus.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I fucked that up.
Oh, dude, you know what's funny? Remember that time you got a fortune cookie and it said you love Chinese food?
Yeah, that was the greatest.
Mom and Dad put it on the refrigerator for the longest time.
Yeah.
I was listening to, they have Car Talk on Spotify, old episodes.
Right.
And some guy mailed in a letter to them with that exact same fortune cookie.
No
and
shit.
And one of the hosts, one of Click and Clack, said they had gotten it.
No
too.
Shit.
And I thought that was a great, because we all laughed at you.
and made fun of you.
I don't even like Chinese food, which is the funny part.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Like, it's good, but it's like definitely okay. Not my favorite.
My turn.
All right, here we go. Pressure is on.
I haven't done one of these. You were probably fucking practicing and shit.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't do very good with my practicing.
You know, what the fuck am I supposed to be doing here?
I hope people know what we're talking about.
They know exactly what we're talking about.
If we're the intelligence test shit. With the pegs and the board.
Uh-huh. With the pegs and the board. And
with the tags and the board.
Let's see where we're at.
I think I overthought it.
Yeah, you were overthinking a bit. Just fucking.
Too much pressure on the pod.
Come on.
See, this would be better for
don't
like.
Don't fuck this up.
This would be better for like a live pod. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I fucked up.
Oh, you fucked it up.
Did I also get 5?
Yeah.
We were so stupid.
You got 4.
No. Wait.
You had 1 right there.
And 1 right here?
No, and 1 next to the yellow one at the top.
Oh, okay.
Yep. You fucked that up.
So, I got 1 less than you.
No, I had
5.
4.
I have 5. No, you had 5, you idiot.
I had 4.
No, you had 5.
We'll go to the photographic evidence.
It was 5. I called you back.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. You have 5 left, you idiot.
Says 4 or more. You are an ignoramus.
Yeah, so we're both fucking retarded.
We're both dumbasses.
And I'm going to keep this in here because we're fucking stupid.
All right. Well.
That was a fucking great idea, Will. You just made us look like fucking idiots. This is an audio podcast. We did this stupid. I actually like these things. I started with the peg not in the middle, and so we're dumb as shit.
That's
basically what it is.
We're dumb as shit.
I think any recording of this podcast could
hold
fucking
on.
Tell
you gotta
you
take
that.
the pegs stupid out. Take mother. A picture of it.
No,
so people know what it. So they can see that it says ignoramus. This,
could we get back to fucking the podcast?
This is a game.
So we have.
Take a picture of it.
A speech at an event. Like, why don't you explain that?
Here we go.
Because I have a story to tell about that.
Okay, so
I'd like you to describe the
I
event.
I wrote my book.
I'm fucking embarrassed. This a 5? I don't think I've ever done that bad on one of those.
Maybe it's.
We can't juggle. We can't do the knowledge test.
Maybe it's
tests.
Different.
It ain't different. It's the same
than
thing.
Than the one we grew up with, you know?
No. We were always in the zone.
Yeah, so I got invited to give a talk about bees at a historical society.
You were invited?
I was invited, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I knew the treasurer's daughter.
Okay.
And the treasurer was the one who got up and introduced me.
Mm.
And so shout out to the Boyertown Historical Society.
Yeah, that place was cool,
man. That was cool as shit.
It was like an adult Boy Scouts club.
That's fucking hilarious.
You know what I'm saying?
That
like
is
they
hilarious.
Had they had their meetings at a den, the den club, but actually that historical.
Yeah.
It was cool. They had some old shit there, man.
And dude, there was a good turnout.
Dude, I couldn't even say bye to you because you had groupies fucking talking your ear off.
I did.
I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I was like, this is crazy.
All kinds of people were coming off to me afterwards.
Did you hear the guy behind us? The whole goddamn time you were talking, he was going, oh.
No, I didn't hear
that. And Jen keeps talking about it. Oh. He like the most like interested motherfucker I'd ever heard.
Yeah. So I talked about the history of beekeeping in America. I talked about how bees came here, how they are not from the Americas.
Yeah. No, it was great.
I talked about... Because I was like, the historical stuff is interesting to people, but people also like to know about bees now because they hear so much shit about them. So that I talked about what's happening to bees now.
Yeah. So I'm there with Jen. Our whole fucking family.
The whole family.
You know,
up.
We had
it
Tim and
great.
Luke there from the past podcast.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad were there. And you had a squad roll up, but there were already mad people there.
Yeah.
Dude, so you were talking. You probably spoke for 45 minutes to an hour.
Yep.
I had to fart. So fucking bad. And we talked about John and I on that story at that party a couple podcasts ago. And you said something. You were like, how many of those farts did you have to hold in?
Yeah, how many do you have to hold in before
Dude,
it's
I'm
not?
I'm telling you, I had like 15.
Oh, no.
It was like every 3 minutes.
Oh, no.
My stomach would bubble up. And
We were on
they're metal chairs. Those shitty metal fold-out chairs that you go to at any cafeteria, auditorium, whatever. I'm fucking pulling up on it, pressing my ass down like every 3 minutes just to try to keep this fart from fucking coming out.
You know, it's
dude,
funny.
It hurt so bad.
You had a look on your face.
I wanted to ask you if you
I looked
noticed.
Over at you and you kind of did this like blinking. Like blink,
oh, I do
hard
that anyway.
Blinking thing.
Yeah, I do that anyway.
But in like your mouth screwed up, and I was like, "Well, he's not listening."
No, and I was listening the whole time. That's the thing. No, I was interested. I didn't want to get up. Well, one, I probably would have farted. But two, I didn't want to have to go to the back and go to the bathroom and then miss your talk. But the whole man, I'm like pressing my ass against the seat, trying
That's
not to fart.
Hilarious.
Got this guy behind me going, "Ooh."
That's fucking
but
hilarious.
Yeah, great event, but my god, dude, this is why I can't go anywhere.
Yeah, dude, that's bad. And you have to pee all the time too.
I was fine with the peeing.
Their bathroom was kind of crazy in there too.
There's no sink in there, it's on the outside.
So, yeah, it was weird.
Well, I went in the back afterwards, I farted. Not that it wasn't like a huge fart, it was more like I just kept holding in farts and it was just like, god damn,
that's terrible.
This
dude.
Is awful.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Well, I there was a couple times I'm like tapping my foot like, yeah. Oh, I'm like fucking dying. Oh man,
that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that was a doozy.
And yeah, you would have heard it in that room too.
Oh,
it was like
dude,
tile.
There was mad people. We're all right next to
and
each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, we were all packed in there.
And it would have stank.
Oh, my God.
And it would have been terrible if...
that was freaking funny.
And they were all like older people too, right?
Yeah.
They'd be like, what?
There was a dude who was directly in front of me in the middle.
Yeah.
A couple rows back. He was falling asleep like 5 minutes in.
Well, he probably falls asleep at all. You actually had some young people there too.
Yeah, there was youngsters there. There was the editor of the newspaper. He offered, he asked me if I wanted to write a column for them.
Oh, shit.
$40 a piece, and I could do it for a year. So, you know.
He would give you $40.
Yeah, the newspaper, like their advertising would pay for it. Oh. So then I could write for them and then like do a column like, here's when you buy your bees. Here's what you should think about when you're buying bees. Here's what's happening to bees now, blah, 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 all that shit. I just wrote him the other day to try to see if he still wants me to do it.
Yeah. But it reminded me of Boy Scouts and shit because like that woman got up who was very funny at the beginning and she's talking about all the events they got going on.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, dude.
And it was in like a church. It's like a little church.
Yeah, that place was cool, man.
It was a little church. I looked up the history of it. And then across the way, did you see the railroad?
Yeah.
The railroad cars? That's a restaurant.
Yeah.
Colebrook Dale Railroad. And you can be on it and it goes around town like it's on a circuit.
That's fucking awesome.
And you can be eating. It's like really.
Oh, wow.
And it's very nice food. Like they really.
Dude, that town's the shit.
Yeah,
that
Boyer,
is a cool
Boyer
town,
town,
man.
I was
yeah.
like, what the fuck? This place is wild.
Because I go up to Macungie, that's where Bear Creek is. So I go, I'm pretty close to there. So.
Pretty close, but not. Yeah, you may not hit it otherwise.
I go by it.
When I went into
the
downtown, I was like, this looks like every coal town in Pennsylvania. You know what I mean?
But it was a nice coal town.
It was a nice coal town.
It wasn't like some shitty dilapidated town.
Yeah, it wasn't
man.
Shitty.
Like they kind of made it nice.
Up near Wilkes-Barre, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, this is like quintessential Pennsylvania downtown.
Yeah.
You know, of like the ones that are way further out. Yeah, it was great.
You know
what's
a cool town? Fucking Hamburg.
Hamburg is cool.
Hamburg is cool.
Is that where Cabela's is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go by there when I'm going to like Hawk Mountain and shit.
We did some hikes up there before too. Because I guess Hawk Mountain is up there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great town. Yeah. And I was thankful. They did a great job of promoting it. And everything. So, and then I told them about my book that I'm doing now. Is like, if you guys want me to come in and give a talk on that when it comes out, I can come back. And they were on board with that.
Nice.
Yeah, I kind of want to pitch them. I don't know if they do it, but that Swiss rifle story that I'll tell on some other podcast, the one I'm working on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have that story is not done yet. I got to do some more work on it, but I don't know. It's not Pennsylvania history, so I don't know if they'd be into it, but. How many people do they have fucking talking for their things, you know?
You're becoming an old fucking man. You're becoming one of those gun guys, like who buys old guns.
But
and you're just
I'm already,
very interested
dude.
In old artillery.
Dude, I'm already there.
I know.
Pretty soon I'm going to be reenacting.
Yeah. Yeah, you are a reenactor.
They have World War II reenacting up in Reading, too.
Do it.
Oh,
just
my God.
Do it.
Yeah.
You
Once the kids
to.
Are a little bit older and they can come with, I'm totally
World War II.
Yeah, World War II reenactments. Believe it or not.
But it wasn't even fought over here.
No, it was fought in Europe, except for Hawaii.
That's strange.
It's weird. Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, you would think
it.
Civil War.
Yeah. I would do Civil War in a second.
Dude, like there's got to be some in Pennsylvania. We got Gettysburg.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's plenty of those people.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
I think there's going to be a renaissance in that because there's a lot of those people dying out, you know, who are in charge of that shit.
Yeah,
they're all
true.
Old, right? Like,
bring it back with the juggling.
They gotta bring
dude.
It back.
Yeah,
dude, if you juggled at a fucking,
I know,
at a fucking reenactment, you'd be like so popular because juggling is old.
People would lose their shit.
Isn't juggling old? I mean, how long has juggling been around? It's an
Can
ancient
we fucking
art.
Not? Can we not?
It is an ancient
Jesus
art.
Jesus Christ, probably.
It's an ancient art. Yeah. As long as people have had hands and things to throw them. Thanks to throw, they've been juggling.
Who's the first juggler? Probably
first
Adam.
Juggler.
Yeah.
Adam was juggling the apples off the tree.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Don't
was like,
touch
here.
These, bitch. Don't eat them, bitch.
Eve was like, here, eat this. And he's like, hold on, I'm going to juggle it first. She stopped. Stop messing around. Just eat the rest of it. And then the snake.
Then,
you know.
Then they fucked everything up.
Yeah, he fucked the whole thing up. First juggler, though. First guy
he
was like.
Could have been juggling in paradise.
The first guy, he's like probably a caveman. He's like, yeah, watch this.
Yeah.
And all the other cavemen are like, ooga booga.
Yeah. He probably had 85 children from 85 different women. Cause
yeah,
he could juggle,
yeah,
you know?
You bet he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just all the time. Just drowning in it.
Ooga booga.
Ooga booga.
What you're about to see is top secret. It is a videotape recorded 900,000 years ago by an alien using a remote-controlled camera. It shows his attempts to educate a caveman. They have been codenamed the Prometheus and Bob tapes.
All right, are we going to do an album here?
Yeah, I mean, these are your picks this time, man. You
I guess so, yeah. So I'll...
ooga booga. Ooga booga.
Ooga booga. Nobody says ooga booga. Where who even came up with ooga booga? That's
oh my
the question.
God.
All right. I want you to bring you back to 1971.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was going on then? Vietnam War.
Yeah.
Right? It's a different time. And Maggot Brain was released by Funkadelic, July 1971.
So good.
So that was it was a the George Clinton's band, right?
George Clinton.
Funkadelic. And some of the background.
But they're from Jersey. It said they were formed in Jersey. You know?
Okay.
George Clinton's not. He's from Carolina, North Carolina.
Yeah,
something
like that.
But yeah, they were formed in Jersey again. Something's going on.
Something's going on with Jersey. They got all kinds of creatives there. So like I always knew about Parliament Funkadelic.
Yep.
But I didn't really realize that they're two different things.
Yeah.
And Parliament was like, designed to be a more mainstream funk ensemble. And Funkadelic is more experimental. And so Funkadelic is this album, Maggot Brain, which has the greatest cover ever.
Oh, dude, it's great.
The girl buried alive, like yep. zombie style. This fucking album has so much
flavor.
Has flavor, but so many drugs.
It does, but it's so good.
It's great. So
and
it's
those like guitar riffs and solos.
Yeah,
dude.
Well,
it's
Maggot
just
Brain
insane.
Is the
Maggot Brain's the shit.
The title.
I was
track.
Playing it today.
Yeah,
that's the first song, right?
Yep.
And dude, I was walking Mushu, and dude, I just started vibing.
Yeah.
And I was like fucking spaced
like 9 minutes.
Man. It was so good.
So Maggot Brain was recorded in one take. The song.
What?
When George Clinton, under the influence of LSD, told guitarist Hazel during the recording session to play as if he had been told his mother was dead. Clinton explained, quote, I told him to play like his mother had died to picture that day. How would he feel? How would he make sense of his life? What would he take measure of everything that was inside of him? End quote. Wow.
Yeah,
so they
you
were
know that guy was fucked up when he did it.
Tripping.
Too. You have to. Because that's the kind of thing that you do wall high and you have to do it. It has to be the first take.
Yeah, yeah.
It can't be another take.
There's no way they could do it after
that. They can't match
it. And I think my favorite track off of it is the second one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Which is Can You Get to That? Mm-hmm. Can you get... Which is I Wanna Know. That's, you know who that is?
No.
Isaac Hayes.
Oh, like shit. Shaft. Yeah, Chef.
Shaft.
Chef from South Park.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. R.I.P.
I'm sorry, it wasn't Isaac Hayes. Maybe it was. The Hot Buttered Soul was the band.
Isaac Hayes from Escape from New York?
Yeah, same guy.
Yeah.
And that's like more of like a gospel blues song.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's... To me, what I like in this song is less like, okay, I like the Maggot Brain. I like the last track, which is Apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I kind of like the like poppier tracks in the middle that are not like weird fucking soundscapes.
I love the
and
weird
stuff.
Soundscape because it was like some Grateful Dead fucking.
It was
shit.
Yeah.
Oh man,
just like jamming.
But theirs, yeah, dude, yeah, their jamming shit was so good.
Yeah.
My God, I'm gonna bump the fuck out of this album.
It's a wacky album.
Because I had heard some of them songs before. I definitely had heard Maggot Brain.
You had heard Maggot Brain.
Because I knew a Funkadelic. Because I think I'd bumped them before. But
Can You Get to That? Is I hear that song all the time.
Oh yeah,
that's such
a
great song. Holy shit.
That is a full. Oh,
the
man.
Lyrics are so good.
Do acid,
huh?
Fucking play that shit.
Yeah,
you know? Vibe out.
So listen to this. Reviewing for Rolling Stone in 1971, Vince Aletti negatively described Maggot Brain as, quote, a shattered, desolate landscape with few pleasures. End quote.
Oh fuck you.
Competently performed but limited. He was critical of this record. Second side said it was dead end. And asked, who needs this shit?
Jesus. That's one of those
brutal.
Guys fuck his wife? My God.
Just insane. So here's the crazy thing. So Parliament and Funkadelic have had tons of trouble with breakups and everything.
Yeah.
So after this album was released, the band effectively disbanded. Drummer Tiki Fullwood was fired due to drug use. Guitarist Tall Ross reportedly got into an accident.
Yo, how do you... How much fucking drugs do you have to do to get
fired from
a band? You have to be fucking high as shit all the time.
Guitarist Tall Ross, which maybe, I don't know if that's the guitarist who, no, it was Hazel State was the guy who did the Maggot Brain solo.
Yeah.
Tall Ross said, got into an acid eating contest, then snorted some raw speed before completely flipping out and has not performed since.
What?
He just
went. What year was that?
That was right afterwards, so like 1971, 72.
Is he still alive?
He just, I don't know. I didn't look him up. He just lost his fucking brains. He had Maggot Brain.
And he did that guitar solo?
That's
love
not him.
That.
No,
oh,
that's
that
different.
Him.
That's the other
Who's
guy.
Who's the guy with the deep voice, man?
Fucking. Yeah, that was Isaac Hayes.
That was Isaac Hayes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Damn.
So then after, bassist Billy Nelson quit over a money dispute with Clinton.
Man. Well, how many members were in that? I mean, it was a
bigger band.
It was a squad.
It was a squad. Man. And then only Clinton, Hazel, and keyboardist Bernie Worrell, who's I've seen Bernie Worrell live. He's fucking off the wall. They were the only ones that remained from the Funkadelic original lineup because they got them all back together in 1974.
Oh, that's cool.
To do.
It was only a couple years later.
It was only a couple years later, but yeah, they were all fucked up from that. I mean, it's almost like some albums just take you out.
That session, those sessions must have been just so
unbelievable. They were just dropping acid and just like probably
tearing
things up.
Like getting
up.
In fights and shit, dropping acid, you know?
And
like,
acid eating contests
and
coke. Snorting raw speed.
Like meth and shit.
Like just crazy.
I mean, that's like they don't even have a drug of choice. It's like, give me what you got.
Yeah.
And they just take it all.
And they take everything.
You know?
And just make these like killer. This killer music. Let me look up some of the other tracks on here. Just like a
the
killer.
Song made me feel high today. I felt like I was fucked up.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know? I was like, whoa.
For sure. There's Hit It and Quit It.
Yeah.
Hit It and Quit It. I love
so
that
good.
Song.
I want you to
oh,
yeah.
You and Your Folks, Me and Mine is good. Super Stupid is great. Mm-hmm. Track. Hit It and Quit It is fucking great. Yeah, I would say, yeah, for me, Can You Get to That and Hit It and Quit It are my favorite songs on there. And then Wars of Armageddon is the last track that's like just, it's like 9 minute long insanity.
And it's cool. Not, the album is the, like different styles.
Yeah.
Across it. It's very.
Yeah. Like
it's a varied album.
And like the Can You Get to That has great lyrics. So some of the lyrics, it starts with I once had a life, or rather life had me, which is great. And then they say that picked up the book, blah, blah, blah. And sorry, I'm fucking this up. Oh, yeah. They talk a lot about like checks you sign with love and kisses later come back signed insufficient funds. It's just great. It's got some great lyrics on it. It's about debt and like paying out, you know, paying out relationships and things like that. Just fucking killer. Just such a great album. And yeah, another 1970s one.
Yeah. 70s and 90s, baby.
70s and 90s. 80s. 80s. Everybody talks about 80s, but
we're born in the 80s, dude.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. Everybody talks about the 80s and 80s this and 80s that. And like
Flock of Seagulls.
Flock of Seagulls.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson. Like there's some great shit from the 80s, but don't sleep on the 70s, bro.
Fuck, man. Nobody
That's
does.
When our parents grew up, right?
80s had horror.
Yeah, but dude, some of the scariest fucking movies I've ever seen are in the 70s.
Yeah, you're right.
I got to give you one. It's called...
But 80s had the slashers. Slashers were the 80s, slashers, dude.
But in 70s, there's one movie called Possession. It takes place in East Germany.
Yep.
It stars Sam Neill.
Mm-hmm.
That movie is unfucking believable.
First Halloween was in the 70s.
Yep.
First Star Wars, right?
Yep. 77, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, don't sleep on the 70s. That's all I'm saying.
70s, and baby.
Because we're going to talk about next a 1970s movie.
Yeah. This is a certified...
Let me just pull up my notes.
Banger, dude.
Because
you told me to watch this movie so many times, and I finally did.
Oh, it's 1971 as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
and
it's weird to think this came out the same year as Funkadelic.
Oh, so good, Maggot Brain. And I was watching Scenes again today. Just oh my god,
dude!
Just say that. Yeah, go in.
So that we're gonna talk about Duck You Sucker.
You sucker.
You sucker.
Which is Sergio Leone.
Fistful of Dynamite.
Fistful of Dynamite. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Sergio Leone, right?
Sergio Leone. It's a spaghetti western. Except in this case, I think they filmed it in Spain. But it takes place in America and really Mexico. During the Mexican Civil War. Yeah, this movie is... So Good, Bad, and the Ugly is an absolute masterpiece, right? And this is a lot like that. And it's definitely in my top five Westerns, but it's much darker.
Much darker, dude.
It's much darker. Like there's some really nasty shit.
But the acting
is
the two main characters.
Yeah.
Dude, it is impeccable.
Yeah.
Juan.
Yeah.
I was watching him today and I'm like, and he is so fun. They're both really funny.
They're both really funny. And I know that
it's a very unlikely duo.
Yes.
Extremely unlikely duo.
Yeah.
But a great duo.
Opposites.
I remember the first time I saw it, the first scene.
Oof.
With the stagecoach. It tripped me out because I didn't know it was going to be about a certain character.
Yeah.
I didn't know where it was going.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit. And then this other guy comes along.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to keep changing characters.
Yeah.
But then.
Well, the first, very, very first scene, the movie opens with liquid pouring onto an anthill.
Yeah.
And you realize it's him pissing on an anthill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
isn't the kids pissing on an anthill?
Somebody's pissing on an anthill, and you realize it's. Because the whole movie takes place in Mexico during the Mexican Revolution of the 1910s. which tore Mexico to pieces.
Yep.
And the Mexico today is still like part of like when you look at Mexican history, like that influenced the rest of it till today, right?
Yeah.
It's all in there. And it was a lot of it was about anarchism. And what's more anarchic than just like blowing up society and like pissing on an anthill, right? You're like blowing up the ants society with your fucking piss, right?
But, you know, there's a guy who's trying to lead the revolution or getting it started, and then another guy who's anti-revolution because he believes that the educated people get the uneducated people to fight in the revolutions, which is a big part.
So you have
the fucking movie.
Two people. You have Juan Miranda, who's a Mexican.
Yep.
And you have John Mallory,
who's Irish.
And
he's been in Irish Revolution.
And you get very little information. It's through silent flashbacks with that song. Shum, shum, shum.
Dude, it's so good.
So the soundtrack of this movie.
Oh my God, I wanted to mention that.
Incredible.
It's incredible.
It's, you know,
we're going to wait, but we're going to speak about certain flashbacks.
Uh-huh.
Because I want to talk about that because I don't know what the fuck it's trying to say.
But like the soundtrack for this just off the chain. Boom. And that's all the backstory you get for John Mallory, except that you know he was an explosives guy.
And he had a partner.
He had a partner back in Ireland. Who he had to kill, and now he's back. He's in Mexico basically fighting.
Yeah.
So I found they basically argue about whether revolution is worth it or not through the whole movie. And so I actually have Juan Miranda's quote. I know all about revolutions and how they start. The people who read the books go to the people who can't read the books, the poor people, and say, we have to have a change. So the poor people make the change. And then the people who read the books, they all sit around the big polished tables and they talk and talk and talk and eat and eat and eat. But what has happened to the poor people? They are dead. That's your revolution.
Me and my family.
Countries also. Huerta, and the governor, the landlords, Gunther Ruiz and his locusts. This little revolution we're having here.
Revolution? Revolution, please don't try to tell me about revolution. I know all about the revolutions and how they start. The people that read the books, they go to the people that don't read the books. They put people and they say, ho, the time has come to have a change. I know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the revolutions.
People who read the books go to the people who can't read the books, the poor people, and say, we have to have a change, so the poor people make the change, huh?
And then the people who read the books, they all sit around the big polished tables, and they talk and talk and talk and eat and eat and eat, huh? But what has happened to the poor people? They're dead!
I watched that scene again today,
mm-hmm.
and the way he, like, keeps ending he would stop talking, and he would, like, look away, and then he'd get up again and say something else.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah.
It was so fucking believable.
Yep.
The way he was doing it. I was like, this guy is incredible.
And they basically adventure around Mexico during the revolution.
And the one guy's like leading him along.
Yeah.
Like making him, because the one guy, the Irish guy, wants the revolution.
Right.
He is a revolutionary. And this other guy's denying it, but the Irish guy is basically making him do shit that is making this Mexican guy the leader of the fucking revolution. And like at one point he goes to rob a bank. The Mexican guy thinks he's going to get all this money.
Yeah.
But it turns out he breaks out like 150 revolutionaries.
Oh, yeah, out of prison.
And then he becomes the leader.
Yeah. They're
it's
all
so
like
good,
celebrating
dude.
Him.
Where are you going for Christ's sake?
I don't know, but something's wrong.
Oh.
I went into the bank. When I go in the bank, there's nothing there, no money, nothing.
Oh, well, the bank and the money were transferred to Mexico City over a month ago. Well, they've been using this place for a political prison ever since.
What do you mean, a political prison?
Ah, well, I never said a thing about money. All I asked you was if you wanted to get inside.
But you know that this bank is my life. This is my dream.
Well, the reality of that is, you just liberated 150 patriots through sheer courage in the face of danger.
Yeah, and eventually by the end of the movie, the Irish guy Mallory sort of like starts to agree with the Mexican guy, is like, oh, like all of this just ends up being violence. Yeah. And it's so violent. There's like people just being gunned down.
Dude, there is a scene with these two Gatling guns. and they're posted up on a hill waiting on a bridge.
Yep.
And they unload like a motherfucker.
They kill the Germans, except for the one German colonel. And I had to go back and look up. So in the midst of this revolution,
he is
there's
a Nazi-looking motherfucker.
There's this Nazi-looking dude. And I forgot that Germany was providing some support to the Mexican government during the revolution.
Well, wasn't... what's that movie? The Wild Bunch? Wasn't that a German guy in that one camp?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same era. Yeah. And Germany supposedly didn't provide direct military use, but Germany was basically fighting a proxy war in Mexico with the United States.
Ah, okay.
Because the United States got very involved with supporting, at first, Porfirio. Were we supporting? We were supporting Porfirio Diaz's government, which is the main government that was there. And then we later backed up. We were supporting Carranza, and then we supported Huerta in overthrowing a coup. So, we were all in there. And then this was also the era of, Pancho Villa.
Yeah.
And he was, a bandit revolutionary, and at one point they mentioned him. And then also the Zapatistas, if you've ever heard of them. They were out there. They believed in returning land to the peasantry.
Yeah.
They're like anarchists or whatever. So you had all these weird factions going. And so you don't know. I only listened to the podcast about the Mexican Revolution years later.
Sure.
But there's so much going on here that you don't need to know it when you're watching this movie.
Yeah.
But once you do know it, you're like, oh, I'm like, it's like that Leonardo DiCaprio meme where he's pointing at the TV.
Yeah, sure.
Right? You're like, oh, shit, I know exactly what they're doing here and why they're doing this. Because it's really just a backdrop for the story of, learning what, does war have any point?
Oh, does war have any point? I know another theme is betrayal.
Yeah.
It's a big theme in there.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the flashbacks?
Yeah, but I do want to say the main character, Juan, who's the actor? Who's that guy?
He's a pretty big actor. I have to look it up again. I forgot
to write. His facial expressions are so
perfect.
Fucking funny.
Yeah.
And the name of the movie, Duck You Sucker, has a big part in what one of the characters... He says it.
Yeah.
Blows some shit up. It's very funny.
Duck You Sucker.
Yeah, I had no idea why it was named that. But
it was Rod Steiger...
Rod Steiger.
And
dude, he was an animal in this movie, dude. So he's so funny.
He's very funny. Super charismatic.
And him, the two main characters, they're both so badass.
Yeah.
But it's very sad. There's a lot of loss.
Tons of loss.
Throughout the entire movie.
Yeah.
And it really just ends kind of with a tragedy.
Brutally,
too. It does end with a tragedy. It's tough.
You know, Rod Steiger, the guy who played Juan, was, I think he was a white guy.
I mean it.
Why? Listen, if it's more money that you want, I'll give you more than half. I don't care about the money. That doesn't interest me, as long as we can work together, eh? Oh, come on, listen what I'm telling you, eh? We are like two brothers. I mean, you make the holes with the holy water, and then I will go in, and I walk in and do the dirty work, eh? Listen. It takes one bandito to know another.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Which... I mean, I didn't know that until I looked it up.
So good.
Yeah, he's so great. Good.
So the flashbacks. There was one flashback to the Irish guy in a bar where his boy snitched on him, which was a great scene.
Yeah.
But there's another flashback that comes a few times. It's him and his old partner.
Yeah.
With one woman.
One girl,
And they're running along with her, and they're both making out with her.
Yeah.
And they're taking turns. And you got to understand this guy... The Irish guy has a huge mouth. So his smile and his teeth are huge.
Yeah, he's a
and
very
it's so
weird-looking
weird.
Dude.
These guys are making out with this woman one at a time.
Yeah.
And they're staring at each other.
Yeah.
And smiling with these huge grins, teasing.
And the flashbacks are all with the shom, shom, shom. And they're all in slow motion. It's very weird.
And you're just watching this woman just take on two guys. What was that symbolism?
But the symbolism was the country, I think. Was you have Ireland was just getting torn apart by civil war, right?
Okay.
And you had two people, you think mother country, the country is the female. And here they are. She's in the middle of the drama between them where they're literally ready to fucking kill each other. And
but they weren't in those
not
scenes.
At the time. Like, it was fine before, but then later it evolved
into... Yeah, like,
into,
was them being fine with each other, making out with her, representing their peace?
Could be,
it, and
yeah.
then later it scenes, apart. It falls apart.
And, like, and jealousy.
Jealousy.
You know, like, oh, well, I really want the country to myself, and, like, my views or whatever. That's my interpretation, is that she represents Ireland.
Okay, that's what kind of people were saying.
Yeah.
She was... representing the revolution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and being pulled in two different directions, and like they were cool at first and
it
then
was
they weren't.
So fucking weird.
It was very weird. The whole, all the flashbacks are kind of strange.
Yeah.
But I love the storytelling of it, which
yeah,
you
no,
get,
I liked it.
You get almost nothing.
No.
You have to figure it out yourself.
Yeah.
It's like watching, you're like watching, or it's like you're looking at old photographs and you just have to put the story together yourself
yeah.
about who he was, and what he's doing. Like, why is he there?
Yeah.
Like, what happened to him? Why is he out in Mexico?
Yeah.
Why is he all the way
by
across
himself on his bike?
Yeah, with a bunch of fucking dynamite.
Fucking dynamite.
Yeah. To the one thing that this got across was how scary explosives are.
Jesus, dude.
It like just stresses you the fuck out. The only other movie I've seen that stressed me out that much with explosives was The Hurt Locker. Did you ever see that?
No, I don't think so. I
know
it's a good
shit.
Movie. Yeah.
That is an incredible movie. And it's yeah. That one's, it's, sorry, so for people who don't know, The Hurt Locker was like 2007, 8,
yeah.
something like that. And it's about bomb disarmament in Iraq.
Oh, okay.
And but it's like, it's not just like people disarming bombs in Iraq. It's like they're disarming bombs and people are shooting at them.
Yep.
And I've never seen a movie so intense of you just feel like you're there going to explode.
Yeah.
And I would highly recommend, because The Hurt Locker is almost a horror movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's so frightening, and you just feel for these people. And this got it across, that first scene when he comes up and he's just, he could just blow them all up.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they all pull their guns on the guy, and he's like, you're going to blow up half this fucking valley if
yeah.
you shoot me, because I have all this shit on
he
me.
He has all this like nitroglycerin on him and all this shit.
I will say, during the Gatling gun scene, I felt bad for those horses.
Yeah.
It always sucks in movies when they're shooting the guys who are riding the horses, because the horses are always getting fucked up.
Well, that was a major part of World War One, was they learned that mounted cavalry was done.
Yeah,
it was like during the first year of the World War One.
It kills me.
So
dude.
Many horses died.
And it was the same with the Civil War and shit.
Yeah, yeah. But it was really the machine gun. Once that machine gun came on the line, it was like there's no point in having horses anymore.
Yeah,
they're just getting slaughtered.
They're just getting slaughtered.
And there's dudes who train their entire life with horses. Right, their entire military career is learning how to do horse maneuvers.
Well, dude, you also have a horse. You learn to love the thing, you know? It's your fucking best
fucking
friend,
shot.
And then someone shoots it.
Right, that's when tanks came
fucking
around.
Fucking terrible.
Trench warfare.
Yeah.
It was all that time.
Yeah.
All that 1910s.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's brutal. And that movie, I mean, just fantastic. It's funny. It's fucking sad.
It's sad.
Got action.
But at the same time, every person in the movie is a dirtbag. Even the two main characters. Like, at that point, they're shooting the Germans and killing them with the Gatling guns. There's at one point they're shooting the guns. They both look at each other and start smiling and shit.
Yeah.
And it was like a fucking psychopathic.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Jesus, dude. These guys are animals.
Yeah.
You know? Chong, chong.
Yeah, because they're both horrible. I mean, what is Juan rapes that woman at the beginning?
Yeah.
Right. And
I'm not saying they deserved it, but I was so happy when they robbed those rich, because they were pieces of shit.
Yeah, they robbed the rich people who were also pieces of shit.
No one deserves to get raped, but she was an asshole. So was every other guy on that. The guy was calling them animals.
Yeah.
Calling Mexicans animals and shit.
Oh, man. There's nobody who's clean in this movie.
No.
Even because he had his kids.
His kids are all pieces of
shit
because all they do is rob.
They rob and kill people. Yeah. They don't give a shit. Like, they're horrible, and they're just being brought up that way. And we're kind of making it sound like just horrific violence, but it's fun. It's a fun movie.
It's a fun movie.
There's
a
ton of fun.
Yeah.
You have a bunch of fun.
Well, the duo is amazing.
Yeah. They do such
a great
job.
They're so funny.
Yeah, I was like, you got to watch this one. This one's definitely top five for my my Westerns.
Oh, it's incredibly shot, like the camera.
Yeah.
It's like the, I love when they have the Irish guy, he does something, and then it zooms in onto the scene, onto the Mexican dude Juan, and he's making some face.
Making a face.
Dude, that happens so many
times. That's a Sergio.
Because like it's not like they move the camera, they just zoom in to him in the background.
That's a Sergio.
His mouth's like wide open, like.
That's a Sergio Leone thing. He's really great at that reaction shot.
Oh my god.
I would say top 5 Westerns.
Yeah, big time.
Wild Bunch is good. Top 5? Yeah, maybe. Inglourious Basterds is a Western to me.
I wouldn't count that as a Western, but that's one of my favorite movies ever.
I 100% would. I think the whole thing is set up just like a Western. When you think about it, even the music is a Western.
It's set up like a Western, but it's not. Yeah.
But like when you think about it, it's a bunch of people on like the frontier of Germany.
It's one of my favorite movies ever. Yeah.
That's in my top 5 for Westerns. Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Blazing Saddles.
That is a Western.
Honestly, dude, I fucking love that movie.
That is a Western.
Yep. You can't forget that one.
This was part of a trilogy of Sergio Leone's, which is...
Any John Wayne movies, dude?
True Grit. The new True Grit. I've never seen the old one with John Wayne. The new one is very good. That's a lot of fun, too.
I've watched some really good John Wayne movies, and I don't even know what the fuck they're called.
Yeah.
I should ask Jen's dad. I think he's a Western.
Is he into that?
Yeah. The old ones, black and white Johns.
Oh, like the really old ones.
Yeah. Show.
This is part of a trilogy, which was Once Upon a because it was supposed to be a Fistful of Dynamite.
Once Upon a Time in America,
or Once Upon a Time in Mexico was the name of this one, and then there was Once Upon a Time in America, which is De Niro playing a Jewish gangster.
Yeah,
which is an amazing movie.
Yeah.
And it's set in the 20s or like in that era. And then there's Once Upon a Time in the West or something.
Yeah.
And that's, who plays? Charles Bronson is in that. I think Charles Bronson is the good guy in that.
Would you count No Country for Old Men as a Western?
Kind of. It's like a modern Western, right?
Yeah.
That's not a modern Western.
See, I guess
Western.
We're not that old since we're naming stuff like that.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
No, I need to watch more Westerns.
Well, you have a short fuse when it comes to movies.
But RDR2, dude. Red Dead Redemption. Yeah. That's my Westerns.
Yeah. I mean, Dad likes High Plains Drifter.
Oh, yeah.
How about River
of the Old Kwai? What's that?
Bridge Over the River
Bridge
Kwai.
Over the
that's
River
a World
Kwai.
War II movie, right? Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's the one where they build a... They literally build a bridge to get shit across, and then at the end they blow it the fuck up. Spoiler alert for 70-year-old movie.
Mm.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Spoilers. I would if you want to watch something else by Sergio Leone, I would do Once Upon a Time in America.
Yeah.
Because that's very modern. It has De Niro's in it.
I've seen scenes from it. Cause
fuck, that's good. He's doing opium.
Yeah.
Oh man, he goes to jail. It's a great gangster movie, and not really a Western, but more of a gangster. It's like, it feels a lot like Goodfellas.
Yeah,
that kind of like rise into the criminal
mafia
world
movies, dude.
The rise and then fall.
Yeah,
you know, when they start to fall apart and their life is no longer what it used to be. Yeah. They have like their high time as a gangster. That's what that is. De Niro does such a fucking good job in that one.
You want to know a great underrated mob movie? Donnie Brasco.
Oh yeah.
And there's actually a podcast. It's called Deep Cover.
Uh-huh.
And it's got the guy who Johnny Depp actually plays.
Okay.
Like
in real life.
The FBI agent.
Yeah.
And he's like 80-something now, but it's him and Leo Rossi. His name's Joe Pistone. Leo Rossi actually went to Villanova. But they have a podcast, and they just talk about stories. But the guy Al Pacino played, Lefty Ruggiero.
Yeah.
Ruggiero.
It's been a long time since I've seen Donnie Brasco.
He fucking emulates that dude.
Really?
100 billion%. It is insane. So like when I watched the movie, I'd kind of known about it, and just watching him, it's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a really great movie.
I did read that about the guy who played Juan in Ducky Sucker. Rod Steiger, he was a method actor. So, like, I think he...
I think I saw that, too.
He, like, he basically, you know, it's one of those guys where, like, they act like that person all the time.
Yeah.
Just to get themselves in the mindset. You'd think, I don't know, sometimes I'm like, acting is for people who can't do real things, like, can't do real work. But, like...
Dude, it is not fucking easy.
I don't think it's that easy. And to pull it off, I don't know, you probably need to be wired different.
And the job itself of acting and being on camera, and dude, they have long ass days, and you got to imagine those guys, they're probably working 18 hours a day in the fucking desert.
Yeah, in the desert
filming. Like, that shit is not easy, bro.
And also, like, none of the crew speaks English.
Oh, my God.
You know, you're just like,
yeah,
you're getting dubbed. Did they dub this over? I can't remember the voices, because a lot of times in these spaghetti westerns. In the spaghetti westerns, you'll see people's mouths moving, and they dub it over because nobody spoke English except for the American actors, and like Colburn and Steiger
not
did.
That I know.
I know in Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah.
You're watching people's mouths move, and you're like, you are speaking Italian.
Yeah.
And because they filmed out there because it was cheaper than filming in America, you know?
Yeah.
And you're just like, ah, fuck it. We'll film in the deserts of Italy, you know? That's why it's spaghetti western. So anyway, I don't know what, like, people, if people like westerns, this is definitely up there.
Fuck yeah.
It's such a fucking cool
movie.
It's
so good.
Cool movie. So good. All right, cool. Oh man, I'm farting.
What do we got? What Up Brother Podcast on Instagram.
123, bro.
No, What Up Brother on Instagram.
What
Up Brother Podcast at gmail.com.
No, it's What Up Brother Podcast on Instagram.
What Up Brother Podcast at gmail.com.
What Up Brother.
What up brother on YouTube.
On YouTube, yeah.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell a brother to tell a brother.
To tell your mother.
To tell your mother.
To learn to
juggle.
There
is no other show, you know?
All right,
this
we
is
out.
The only show. Peace. This guy behind me going, ooh.
Fuck, that's good.
Don't eat him, bitch.
Picked up the book, blah, blah, blah. And sorry, I'm fucking this up. Oh, yeah. Yeah, hands on them balls.
Yeah, shit, all the time. Book. I'm fucking embarrassed.
Get right in your balls and tickling them and stuff.